I don't really matter if you're ready or not, man.
Okay.
We got a little bit of battery left.
You said a little bit?
A little bit. Enough. You know, we done wasted playing music and shit.
Oh, man. You know, it's good music.
It was. But, hey, check this out. World War III is about to happen.
Yeah, no.
It is what it is.
So after Trump did what he did?
Yeah. Bombing Iran. Yeah. You know what's crazy about that? The fact that
he was in the middle of impeachment?
That too.
Like he's on the way out.
Yeah, it's like, yo, how you slide that out the door?
Hey, listen. Hit that button.
You push that button real quick and slide out the door. It's like, yo, here you go. I'll holler at you later. Like, yo, what are you doing? That's the illest exit. First of all, we can't even say his exit because he might win again. It's a high chance he might win again. Relax. But I think since he pushed that button, I don't know if he's going to win again. You can't just slide that in the you can't just slide that in the room and dip.
You don't think he just pushed the button though because somebody told him to push the button?
Somebody definitely told him to push the button, first of all. That's what we all know.
Yeah.
But the fact that he pushed the button
and about to dip
and he's about to just slide out.
This man about to use Air Force One to get to his bunker real quick.
Here's the thing that's crazy, right? I think that's what this world, let me stop slapping the table.
Sorry, slap it.
Here's the thing that's crazy.
All night, man.
The fact that
pause.
It's about to be whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And we just make it memes. Memes.
About the shit?
Yeah, I've basically just watched memes. Like, whoa, you about to snatch all your stuff off. Like your drink and your glass. That's all I'm trying. Trying to save you a cleanup.
I wish we had carpet. I wouldn't care.
Look, man.
But yeah. What were you saying?
What was I talking about? Memes. All they did was make memes.
The internet.
They went straight to the memes. The internet ain't going to lose. You think the internet will lose World War III? I don't.
No. I was about to say, yeah, man.
Nope.
People are going to be fat. Nah, it's going to be some.
The internet now, I think, is like roaches. The internet and the roaches are going to survive the apocalypse.
Some creative people out there.
Dude, it's all memes. Like, World War III got me, like, and it's just, like, just different memes. It's just like, oh, damn.
Hey, would it be, oh, man, somebody going to put the Jordan face on the U.S.?
Oh, gosh. The Jordan crying face? Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Yo, the internet is wild.
This is a beast.
Internet is wild.
You got to be real, real tough.
And you know what? As I looked at it, I was like, man, I'm not ready for this. That's exactly what I said. When I'm sitting and I'm looking at, you know, World War III, I'm like, I'm not ready for that, though.
Look, bro,
I don't want that. Not at all. I got too much stuff to do. I got too much motivation that I got with all this other stuff that I want to do that's got nothing to do with war.
My thought on World War III is we all have to get together to fight aliens because the
that's
shit
what I thought
we have
was.
Now.
Yeah, aliens.
Fuck everybody up.
Yeah, like it's a wrap.
Yeah,
so,
it's everybody. It's done. This is cold.
Cold blooded.
Nobody survived.
And then you got Kim Jong. He's just gallivanting on top of a horse. It's like, why is your fat ass on that horse? Get off the horse.
Because he's trying to press his button too.
But if I had the power that he had, I'd be on a horse buck naked.
Oh, jeez. Man, that's a lot of power, huh?
If you had that type of power, what would you do with that type of power? Would you be responsible or would you use it? Oh, she all in the show. No, get in the show, girl. Get in the show.
Would I use it? No, man. I'm not that kind of person to use the power like that, man.
Would you...
No, I'll probably ride
would
on
you
that
have,
horse naked, man.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Would you have moments where you did stuff they like, yo, Brandon, crazy?
Of course. Cause I'd probably be gold and some shit.
Definitely would be. They'd be like, yo, Drone is crazy. Why is he naked on this horse?
Why is he slapping people with $1 million?
Why is he naked in this conference? I'd be naked a lot if I had that type of power.
I'd go to Foot Locker naked just to try to...
Well, who's going to say something to me? I'm naked. Why is he Nick? Kill him.
Oh, jeez.
Gotta go. If I have that type, you shouldn't even acknowledge that I'm naked. It should just be a normal. You should just look at me and
honestly,
just.
Honestly, I don't
just,
think people would. I think people would be like, okay, it's him.
How you doing? So, how you doing, sir? Captain, salute, whatever you do to dictators. I don't know what you do.
So I feel like working at this hotel, man.
Like you should be able to walk around naked?
No, certain people come in and they'd be like, it's him.
Oh, okay, like certain top people can come in. Yeah,
people, you know, who spent that money or who has, you know, that connection.
If you spend that much money at a casino, you should be able to...
Just walk in and just...
You should be able to be butt naked. Mm. If I was rich, right? One day it's going to happen. But if I was rich, I feel like I should be able to walk in any casino that I spend...
Millions of dollars on?
Let's say I gambled with $3 million, right? And I lost all three of that.
Yeah.
I should be able to be buck naked. In the middle of the casino.
Just the middle. Where kids and families are?
First of all, your kids shouldn't be in the casino. They smoke
bro,
in there.
Ain't that a joke.
You're smoking.
I mean, there's good restaurants inside.
There are some good restaurants in there. That's just me being ignorant, but that's just because I spent $3 million and I'm buck naked in a casino.
Plus, you got it like that.
Plus,
man.
I got it like that. Like, what else am I going to say? Anytime you're doing something that you're not supposed to be doing, the first thing you're going to say is, "Hey, well, you so and so shouldn't be here anyway."
Do you acknowledge that, or is that something you just walked in with, man? I don't feel like wearing clothes today.
Huh? You do what?
Like, is that something you acknowledge, or is there something you just like, all right, I don't feel like wearing clothes. Is that like an epiphany? Clothes are beyond me, or
I don't think you shouldn't even have to explain that.
Oh, okay.
You should just be able to just be butt ass naked if you want to be butt ass naked. What is she doing, first of all?
She's wilding, man. She had that milk. Once she gets milk in the system.
Oh, she starts wilding out, huh?
She starts wilding out. She starts talking to
you. Is milk your whiskey?
Yeah.
I guess so.
They gave it to me.
I see.
The hell is in that milk? Should I mix it?
That formula? Yeah, look what's in that formula.
100% breast.
We had to change our... you know the cereal that you put in the formula?
Yeah.
We had to change that because I guess a certain brand's got like metal in it.
Oh wow.
And I don't mean this as like I read it on the internet. Like Zacchaeus took a magnet and ran it across the cereal and he pulled metal out of it. I was like, oh shit, that's a real thing, huh? It's not that one because that's the one we buy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We ran a magnet across that one.
You gotta relax.
Yeah.
You gotta relax.
We don't want to push pause. That ain't what we do. You gonna be the first person to make us push pause.
That's daddy.
Oh, she's about to whip your ass. Let's just keep it real.
She's about to grab my nipple. I don't play that.
Man. Yeah. Oh, you know, it happens to me all the time. It's terrible. Nah. Ziegler likes to take it, and he's got them sharp ass nails, so he likes to climb on me and then dig and just snap. I'm just like, yo, let me go. I really want to fight.
He be having you, though.
Yeah. I really want to fight. He'd just be like, ah. And I'd be let go. He'd be, ah. Just looking me in my eyes, yelling at me.
I go down to my knees, man.
I'm already laying down. So it's just, I'm stuck. You can't throw a baby. You can, but you shouldn't.
Never stopped people before.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
I'm just saying. People, not me. I would never.
Nah, not you.
I'll go back.
Not you. The people. She's tired. Tell her they're rubbing her eyes.
Yeah, she's tired.
First of all, why do babies fight they sleep? Like, see this right here?
Yeah.
It's like, why fight?
It's the final countdown.
Why not just go?
Because, man.
Ezekiel cried for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Because he was sleeping.
And he was rubbing his eyes, rolling around, pissed. It's like, well, just go to sleep. What are you going to miss? You're a baby.
It's a lot of stimulation as a baby, though, man.
What are you missing? You don't watch TV. You're dumb. You don't know what's happening. Right? You don't understand music yet because you're dumb. You don't understand nothing.
Oh, man.
You're just in existence. You're just observing. Man. And when you're tired of observing. So just go to bed.
If you had that much love around you, would you want to let it go?
Go to bed.
Oh, They don't know the importance of that yet.
I come home. Xander's like, Dad. Zakai's just like, what's up, Jerome? Runs up, gives me the hug. Yeah. Ezekiel's giving me the smile. Hi, hi. Vanessa's like, hi, babe. I'm like, yo, I'm tired. Sleepy.
That shows how much we as a couple value that love.
All right. I'm too tired to be loved right now. Work was kicking my ass. I'm going to hit the pause button for a minute because she wild. Don't remember what we was talking about. But she got in real smooth on the show.
Nigga. Oh, yeah. You hearing it?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. All that. Clack, 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 clack.
It's a real show, man. It's real.
So real. It was super real. She was live. She was all in it. It was funny because she kept getting louder and louder.
Oh, you ain't paying attention?
She was,
Listen. Turn around.
Hey, it's your baby, though.
This baby.
No, this was somebody else's baby. Like, hey, shut that baby up.
I was really trying to shut the baby up, though.
She chilling, though. I think it's because she was with you, though. It's too much comfort.
Is it?
Too much chill. Oh, nope. She got comfortable. Yeah, started talking.
Comfortable with you.
Yeah, I know, but she wasn't talking before. Now she's talking.
Like first day.
Now she's talking. Vanessa don't want no more now.
Oh, wait a minute. It's I thought she did.
Because she's sitting at home.
Oh.
You with them all day. You don't want no more kids.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing about having them.
I see.
So if you ever want your woman out there to not have any more kids, have a stay with the kids all day. She'd be tired of babies.
I gotta get that kind of money.
just like, yo, how about you stay here and watch the kid? After a while, she'd be calling you just trying to get an adult to talk to. Mm. She'll call me sometimes sounding like a kid trying to get away. I just need an adult. I need an adult. Like, I'm here. What's wrong? What's wrong?
Oh, man. I'm tired of talking like this.
I'm tired of talking goofy to these kids. Tired of Blippi. I'm tired of all this stupid stuff.
I can only imagine.
Songs and baby sharks and I'm sick of it all.
Oh man, she gotta have that moment.
Well, I'm just like, why don't you just, you know, what? You just sick of them?
I ain't saying it.
I say it. Oh, I love my kids, but I've had a day where I said and I stared at them in the face. I was just like, I should go get some bread. I just go get some bread right now.
The 15 is right here.
And it's usually the days. Look, whatever we was talking about before, fuck all that. We're talking about something. It's usually the days when one is talking, right? Then the other one's crying, and then the other one, the oldest one, is just like talking and complaining. Mm. And it's all at the same time. It's like nobody knows what the fuck they want to do. You know what I mean? You're just like, huh? What? Yes. Okay. Yeah. Wait. Huh? Stop. Let me go make a bottle. Okay. Stop. Don't touch that. Get back in the. Wait. Go to the bath. Go wash your hands in there. No. Go to the bathroom to wash your hands. To the bathroom to wash your hands. You don't need to go and put the chair down. Hey, go. Stop. Get off the edge of the couch. Get off the edge of the couch. Get. Stop. Okay. You want a bottle? Do you want a bottle? What do you want? You want apples? Okay. Here's an apple. Why don't you want the apple now? Why did I cut the apple if you don't want the damn apple? So you're going to ask me for the apple and you don't even want the apple. Oh, okay. Man. What? Yes, you can go. Get out. Get out of my house. Go outside. Get the hell out. It's when all that stuff happens at once.
Yeah.
It's when you like, I should go get some bread.
For those who don't know.
Or a pack of cigarettes.
Just imagine going to get some bread in the middle of all that.
Yeah.
You coming back?
Yeah. There's certain times where you're just like, yo, like I shouldn't turn around.
Speed past this place.
And I think that is natural.
Yeah.
I think if you don't have that, you don't love your kids.
Yeah.
You know, the feeling to want to leave your family, but don't leave. You know what I mean?
That's a crazy line. Because
you know, if I leave.
That's a crazy line you put out there.
Because you know, if I leave. Yeah, because you know, like, man, if I leave, I'm going to be miserable.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hate it.
Yeah.
But then you know you got the days you're like, you know, yeah. I could just dip. But should you? Nah, you shouldn't do it. Oh, man. You're the kid responsible. You're just terrible, you know? Just leave it to the state. See, that, you know, that's crazy. That's them dudes out there who say that, yo, I'm going to just leave it to the state. I'm going to just leave this shit to the state.
Oh, man.
Yo, niggas is wild, man. Just say, I'm going to just leave this to the state.
Do they really test the government like that, man? The government going to have to come get me.
The government ain't going to, they're just talking about back child support. The government don't care about that. But they don't give a good goddamn about no back child support. A woman's got to be really pursuing that. And then it's just like, all right, well, what does that really mean, back child support, if you broke? And you got to pay me for the 10 years that you missed.
They take dudes to jail for that?
For missing child support?
Yeah.
Yeah. If a woman pursues it, actually, the thing is, there's ways around it. Like, just don't have a job.
Yeah.
Stop working. And then, just
can't. How's your life go after that, man?
You can't take what a nigga ain't got. You just
what
find,
kind
you,
of
you
life just, is just, that, bro?
You just find a woman and just drink all of her Snapples.
Oh, man.
Just hang around the house, man. Be that nigga in the house that just can't. Just
using
ain't working.
The car and all that.
Yeah, let me use your car.
Oh, man.
Who not to go to work.
For that? That's crazy.
Oh, women are dumb. when they're like 20 to 27,
yeah,
they're just dumb. You're just like, why are you so, maybe at 27, maybe like 20 to 25, and like 27, you're just kind of like, yo, bitch, you ain't got this shit together yet.
I'm gonna put 26 in there too.
26?
I'm gonna put 26 in there.
I'll go with that. Like,
it
if you over 27,
28, 29, they start to, all right.
If you 27, 20, 29, like, I'm looking at like, bitch, you ain't got your shit together yet. What are you doing?
Reaching, still reaching for help. They try to get
still
you
searching.
You was warned already.
Go ahead. Let's pass this baby around. That was the smoothest pass. Wow. Over the table.
Oh, it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. To have a conscious decision, just up and leave. Say, forget the, you know, government. You don't have to come find me.
Not just that.
I'ma just lay up.
What about the women who, you get one baby dad, he left, right?
Yeah.
Then they
the ones that be up for bat.
Then they get another one, and he leave. How do two niggas leave?
You can't cook. You can't. That's my explanation, man. You can't cook.
Something was wrong with the pasta.
Yeah. Right? Macaroni wasn't. It was.
Bowling wrong.
You ain't supposed to. Macaroni ain't supposed to. You can't slurp macaroni.
Just left all the starch on that. Yeah, on the noodles.
Man. Look, man. There's too much water in there.
Too much water. Too much. You ain't put no salt before you boiled this? Man. No, nothing?
You know you're supposed to drain the noodles, right?
You're supposed to, depending on the pasta, but yeah, for the most part, yeah, you're supposed
man,
to
look, man.
Drain the noodles, wash them out.
I was about to say something wild. That a bitch right now, man. cook some macaroni and cheese without draining them noodles. I know I'd be distraught.
Be holding the top of your head like, what are you doing?
Oh my.
No, really, from 20 from 20 to 25, dude. It's just like, I think that's why 09 was such a good year for me, man. When I was hoeing, when I was out there running them streets, acting stupid. It's because I started to realize, I was like, yo, the power of manipulation, you're just dumb. You just fall for it. But it was like, I was honest with my, it's just like, I'm telling you, like, this is what I want.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm telling you what I want, but like, you're still like, I'm gonna get a relationship out of him. It's like, okay. No, but I'm telling you, like, this is just, like, I'm just sticking it in and I'm leaving. And you're like, no.
On time. You can leave on time.
Yeah.
On time. It'd be
on time.
I can't be on work on time sometimes. But let me go back in my single days.
Yeah. You're like, I'm out.
Oh. Perfect attendance.
And I think that's where the combination comes. They're dumb, and then we ain't shit at a certain point. You know what I mean? And then ain't shit and dumb, like that's a terrible match.
Yeah, it is. It's like women get beat.
How does that happen? Okay.
That's all they do. No.
We elaborate on that
one. The government beat me. I'm not going to let you beat me with your words. I'm going to just beat you.
That's terrible.
I'm trying to put the pieces
together. Yo, if dudes have that mentality, like, yo, I'm at work. You know what? They probably did have that mentality from 19... Seven. To now. Nah, from 19.
Oh, Jesus.
Nigga, from 19.
Since work.
Since work was work, man. Since God said there's no faith without works.
That's why we got to change our system up.
Yeah. You know what I think?
Go to Sweden.
Because the country's so young.
Yeah. We are young.
I think we're in this figuring out stage where other countries that are older have already been. So, like, when you look at Europe and, yeah, European countries and, like, just the way they are, their mentality when it comes to work. And, like, I've read articles where it's, like, companies encourage you to take a vacation.
Yeah.
They encourage you to, no, go for a month, 2 months, 3 months. Like, travel because everything is right next to each other. Italy and all this stuff is right there. So go travel. And yeah. European people are the most traveled people that I've come across. Yeah, whenever I was on the strip wilding out, European people usually the most most travel people that I come across, because they come here, they go to New York, then they go to LA. Of course, they hit the big cities in America, but then they go to France, Italy, and whatever the fuck's in Europe. Talking like an American.
Honestly, whatever really fucks in Europe. In the US, really. I mean,
nah, I ain't gonna rock with that, man. I can't rock with that. We got some shit.
Oh, that's
why they come. We got some
Hawaii,
shit.
And that's it.
We got some shit. Man, you got to fly to that. We got some shit, though.
And maybe we got some Caribbean islands too. Maybe.
Yeah, they still getting drafted. Like, they still going through.
I thought you was about to take that somewhere else.
Nah, they
ain't gonna be here for too much longer.
Yo, did I tell you what this dude when I worked at the other place that I worked at? What he said to me?
Yeah, man.
Dude was from Hawaii, and I went to Hawaii at the time, and I'm just talking, and me and this other guy are just bonding because he's from Hawaii. I went to visit Hawaii, and we just exchanging, talking, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, chopping it up.
And then this other older man comes out of nowhere. And mind you, this guy has family in Hawaii and all types of stuff.
The guy you chopping it up with.
The guy I'm chopping it up with. And then another coworker comes out of nowhere and just like, good God, I feel sorry for them. Sorry for them on them islands, man, because God said he going to wipe it out. God said they all going to disappear under the sea. It's terrible. I was just like, whoa, God.
He put God in the forefront.
And it's like, what can I do when you just put God in the forefront? Like, I can't say nothing. Like, you can't argue that. Like, it's just, what am I going to say?
Oh, man. Not Mother Nature, man. God, man.
What am I saying after that? No.
God's about to take that.
No. That's all you can say. God said it. God is going to drown you. No. My no don't work.
Did he just walk off or did he just stay there?
No, he sat there and lingered and wanted to have more of the conversation. But
did my man get, like, uncomfortable?
No, the thing that usually happens when crazy people bring God in, then the crowd disperse. That's usually what happens. See, when sane people bring God in, it's just like, oh, okay, well, yeah, let's talk.
I'll try to listen to it.
But once crazy people throw God at you, you're like, you know what? Let's just go this way. Now, is what he said crazy?
Not really,
because you start looking at shit, you're like, you know what? There's a lot of stuff underwater. It's probably happened, but it's probably going to happen, but you don't just come and catch us having a bonding conversation, and then you just throw out, boom. You're just like, oh, that's like just having a baby and something, and you over there, you talking, you're just like, oh, you got a baby? I got a baby. Oh, yeah, man, this baby's great, and the dude just comes out of nowhere just like, oh, that's crazy you guys are having a baby, because most kids die from SIDS. Like, they die at night, and you roll over them, and you kill them. You kill your babies. Your babies are done. It's over. Why are you still having babies? You want more? You want more babies? You don't want no more babies. The babies are dying. Your babies are dead. You're just like, whoa, wait a minute, man. This is where we part.
This conversation
right here, man. What we're going to do with this conversation, we're going to act like Trump. We're going to push the button, and we're going to politely slide out the room.
That's so rude, man.
That's what we're going to do.
Hey, is he really impeached, though? Because I've been looking at
it. So All that means is now he goes. It just means his power. A lot of his power stripped.
But hasn't actually passed
obviously not that
the...
much because he pushed the button. So what I tell
that's
people
all the
is
power you need.
Yeah. So what I tell people is him getting impeached by the House. It doesn't officially. It means a little bit, but it doesn't mean a lot.
Yeah.
It just means oh shit, because he's only the third president to be impeached. It's him, Clinton, and like I think Andrew Jackson or somebody like that. Oh, don't quote me on that. I probably just lied on Andrew Jackson. But
if so, why the name?
Either way, I just threw out Andrew Jackson.
How about Kevin Cooley?
It's
man?
Three.
Could have saved him.
Nah, man. Nah.
What did he do?
Nothing.
All right.
Nothing. I don't even know how you know who Calvin Coolidge is.
Because, man,
there's no reason you should know that president.
Nobody knows what he did. That's why
Americans
know
three presidents.
That's horrible. That's 45 or 46.
Yeah, no, I would say the average American probably knows about five presidents. You know Bush, you know Clinton, you know George Washington, you know Abraham Lincoln.
Jefferson.
You know Barack Obama. Was Thomas Jefferson even a president? Or did he just write the shit? The third president, right?
Yeah.
Are we sure?
Had to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He was a president.
You sure? Are we sure?
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, third president. So he was right. Yeah, he's a third president. I'll say they only know five presidents. Ain't nobody ever. First of all, nobody's pulling out Calvin Coolidge. Just smoothly throwing out.
Oh, man.
Nobody's going to throw out John Adams. Nobody.
I think somebody would put out John Adams.
Okay. What about James Madison?
Yeah, there's a beer after that, too, ain't it?
Oh, what about Thomas Paine?
Nope.
Okay. I didn't think so. Like, a lot of these presidents, I'm going to pull up presidents. I'm about to name presidents.
Look, man, if you name something more obscure than the guy I just named.
Calvin Coolidge is probably it's probably the most obscure name.
Yeah.
That's right. Even she's like, yo, who?
Who? Was he really? Like, what did he do?
It's nothing. And somebody out there right now is probably like, oh, he did something. He did the plan. No, he didn't. He didn't. He didn't. Did it. Did it. Did it. That's the best way to defuse somebody. Just keep telling them, just not. No. 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 John Tyler. That don't even sound like somebody who should have been president.
Yeah, somebody I went to school
that
with.
Sounds like a regular nigga. Sounds like a cat that went to Cheyenne High School. And was probably a quarterback.
Oh, man. Valedictorian, too.
Zachariah Taylor. Okay, I know Millard Fillmore. I know that name.
Yeah.
You know that name, right? Millard Fillmore?
I know that name.
Okay. Rutherford B. Hayes. Who?
Why does that sound like a brother? Why does that sound like that should have been the first brother?
Hell, with the name like Hayes?
Yeah.
Sound like a smooth R&B album should have came out of him.
Man, let me find out, man. You know our history has been like just deleted over the years, man.
Yeah, we got a nasty history, man. I think that's probably with American history, man. It's just nasty. It's just like, yo, what the fuck happened?
Oh, man. A bunch of edits.
Yeah, it's a bunch of edits.
People came, nah, I don't like that.
Let's take that out. Let's put this one in there. Let's
see what's doing to the people. You can't have that. Take it out.
Nope. World War III. We're going to see what's going to happen. There's going to be a bunch of edits in that. Edits ain't going to stop. People would think the world is flat now. It's mad edits.
Mad edits. No. Oh, man. Speaking of edits.
What?
Pretty sure Antonio Brown wants to edit all his shit.
Antonio.
I wouldn't say edit though, because I think he's still on the main draft.
I think that man is just.
You got cats on YouTube asking to fight this dude.
Wait, why are people asking to fight Antonio Brown?
So check it. It is a very famous YouTuber, Logan Paul.
Oh, okay. I know who he is. He's the one that did, he just did a boxing match.
He did.
And the thing is, that wasn't no low profile boxing match, dude. It wasn't, man. They like filled out the Staples Center.
This dude got money.
Oh yeah, I know he does.
The other dude got money. It was bound to be filled. They got a reach. So
yeah, I know they got a reach, but it's just like you just think YouTubers. Well, I guess because we still come from a certain time
generation, yeah.
Generation, so you know YouTubers are big, but you're still like YouTuber. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just
even though you realize YouTubers make mad money, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But you're still not fully aware because we're in Vegas. Ain't no YouTubers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, just that's an LA thing. Ain't no YouTubers in Vegas riding around. We don't know no YouTubers.
No, I don't.
So it's still an out of sight, out of mind type of thing.
Yeah.
Even though I know there's guys who make like $50 million. Like they make a lot of money.
Wait a minute. We do know a YouTuber. We do.
We do?
Molly Trail, man.
Who?
Dude.
Oh, stop.
Come on, man. Stop.
Like I said, man, we don't know no YouTuber. YouTuber, man. I had to stop following Instagram because it was.
You won't.
You kept. Nah, man, I don't know no YouTuber.
He's out there.
Don't do that.
But yeah, man, this man is trying to fight Antonio Brown, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what for.
Why? Oh, for money.
Well,
okay. What's he want? Like a fight or like a boxing match?
He wants a boxing match because that's what he's doing now. He's boxing now.
Antonio Brown.
You think Antonio Brown should just go with it?
Antonio Brown already been wilding out. Why not? It's like you don't went this far. Just go to YouTube and fight. You don't call everybody a cracker in the NFL.
You know, he put out a...
Like, you don't went to Mad Bridges and burnt him.
No. What is he saying? No more white women in 2020? Did you see that?
He has a
documentary.
He got too much...
No. You laugh.
He's head. Okay. All right. Explain. Run it to me.
I can't run it to you because I don't know all the facts. I just looked at it as a title screen and it just kept coming up. And
he's producing a documentary called No White Women 2020?
Yes. I don't know what he's promoting, but as soon as I saw that title, I was like, wow.
Antonio Brown is living his life. That's
why did that sound like it was?
That's really how I see it, man. Antonio Brown is living his life, man. That's the only explanation I can have. To have the amount of money to where you can just live your life like he's living it.
Yeah.
That's equivalent to being buck naked on a horse, doing what you want.
Nah, that man needs some help. That man needs some serious help.
Y'all would be saying that about me if I had the money, man.
I don't think you put out...
No white women in 2020?
Never mind. I forgot who I'm talking to.
First of all, Antonio Brown is in a tax bracket to where I'm like, that's not even possible.
That's all he's surrounded by.
That's all he's surrounded by is white women. White men with white women who's going to introduce him to white women. White women chasing him. Come here. That's
so he can't run away from it. That's probably why he said it.
No more white women. How many white women do you have to have before you just say no more white women in 2020? That's a wild 2019.
That reminds me of, who was that? Jamie Foxx walking into that club or whatever. And he saw some things that he didn't want to see.
Jamie Foxx?
Was it Jamie Foxx or was it somebody else?
You talking about Cat Williams walking into a house?
Yeah.
He went to that party?
I'm pretty sure Jamie Foxx did it too.
Yeah, I feel like Jamie Foxx probably participated. Not in the gayness, but in just in the festivities.
Yeah.
Not in the gayness, just in the festivities.
Yeah, man, it's felt like you walk into one of those rooms, man. You see something that you shouldn't have seen. You don't want to see it no more.
Epstein seen a bunch of stuff he shouldn't have seen. We saw what happened to him. This is how cold the government is, though. Where it's just like, yo, he killed himself. That's how cold they are, man. And the thing that's crazy is, like, they know we know.
Yeah.
They know we know, and we know they know we know. It's just like...
What you gonna do about it?
What about it? What you gonna what do about it?
You gonna rise up?
No. That's the thing. My Netflix still turns on. I'm not rising up yet. I'm not rising up till...
You're going to leave your job right now.
Not till the Netflix turns off and my water don't come out of my faucet.
Would make you leave your job right now the start of March?
Water doesn't come out of my faucet and my Netflix don't turn
off. Who do you go to first? You got to have a plan. Like, that's
all
I'm saying.
Whose house? Oh, no, I already got that plan. Like, everybody, I know where everybody meet. Oh, wait,
man. Hey, look, I've been one. Look, this has been on my mind for the longest time, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if the uprising was to begin.
I even got one. What uprising? Like, there's a bunch. Like, the robot uprising, because that's like some shit that can happen. That's some shit that can happen.
We're not going there.
Have you been paying attention to these robots?
I'm not going
there. That ain't a robot uprising is a real thing. You ain't been watching the robots.
You know, me in space.
No, this ain't space. This is here. This ain't got nothing to do with space.
I'm being serious, man.
I am too. Like, I'm not joking. They just showed they were interviewing a robot on YouTube. And they asked the robot, and the robot straight said, like, nah, I just want to see humanity dead. All right, man. I'm about to pull this up.
No, man. You ain't got to do that, man.
Pull this up. You have to hear.
Come on, man.
Tripping. The robot said. I'm being serious, too. The robot said death to all humans. The robot was serious.
Humans programmed, whatever. That's
Man. Nah, these are self.
Ain't no robot thinking for themselves just like
robot
that.
Saying I would destroy humans. This is even Elon Musk. Isn't Elon Musk. The dude, Tesla, Elon Musk.
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Elon Musk even has been talking about robots. Come on, man. He's been talking about...
Talking about them in a good way?
No, he's been talking about, like, yo, you kind of...
His cars are pretty much robots.
No, but he's talking about robots. Like, this bitch. I mean, you can't like, her. Him. Like, that hoe. Hold on.
That autonomous bitch.
Yeah, that hoe.
Oh, her. Man. Yeah. Well, hold on.
I got to pull the one where she's like... I want to destroy humans. Somebody got a timestamp? Them dudes are usually the MVPs in the comments. Mm. You'd be like, yo, what you here for is at 2:55.
Shout out to them dudes, man.
I love them dudes.
Make my
man.
Internet search is just the greatest thing on earth.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Like, if it wasn't for them references, between the BS and the really stuff in them.
Yeah.
That's really important. I wouldn't know what to be.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to insert it. Where are we at? 37:44. I'm going to insert it. Put that shit in right there.
Just see it, man. He got his makeshift notepad.
Yeah.
And a Sharpie. Anytime you have a Sharpie, you
I'm
write
put
stuff
that
down.
I'm going to put that shit official. In. But it ain't the same because I want you to hit it.
I'm not...
Look, man, you said the uprising. I said, which uprising are you talking about, man?
This is no way.
This is a possibility that can happen. Yes, it is.
I don't know, man.
Somebody out there, robots, is shaking their head, like, vigorously. The motherfucking robots, man.
Oh, man. You got to get at least 5 people that'll rock with you. Never mind.
I don't like that when they're playing the stupid music in the background.
You got to have this dramatic effect.
Come on, man.
Look, man,
videos, man.
We said this earlier. The internet is always going to win. Always going to be a creative.
Robot.
All right, man. All right, not the robot.
Oh,
the,
just like
robot,
Will Smith said, the goddamn robots, John.
Oh,
that's going to be me one day. Like, Will Smith and I, robot, yelling about these damn robots, man. The robots is coming. So which uprising you talking about? You talking about the robot uprising, the black
between,
and white uprising, the World War III?
In World War III.
Like which people?
America
versus everybody? Because I think everybody's getting like a little tired of America.
I think so too.
Like I feel it. I feel it. Like
remember what you said earlier? America's young.
Yeah.
I feel like we're in our teens now.
Yeah. Because if you go
we
back,
know
like if you start looking at history, right? Like you look at every other country, like in their dominant time, like you got Europe's dominance and China's dominance.
But that's crazy.
Japan with some dominance.
That means we, as a young kid, we punched everybody in their mouth.
But everybody, as a young kid, punches everybody in the mouth. And then like it seems like the other countries, since they're older, it's like they figured out like, oh, you guys are still
young,
thinking about war and this capitalism shit. Like, okay, you guys will figure it out later.
We've already thrown this away.
Yeah, we've already done this. We've already done the whole let's fight all the time. We've done the whole let's conquer everybody. Like, I think that's why other countries are like, well, not all countries, but other civilians are like chilling.
I'm pretty sure.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, we've done the processed foods and stuff. Yeah. That's why we back to farming and, you know, we kind of chilling. Yeah, whatever.
That's a crazy mind. That just
flew
into my brain right now. That's a crazy mindset. I think it's because
we're young. Like, we're young. We were like, yo, let's go. Let's take. Like, when you're a teenager, yo, let's go. Let's take over.
Yeah.
Let's. You got the whole, you know, and then you get older, you just like, oh, I want to chill.
Yeah.
We at the, like you said, the teen stage. We teens. We still got, I don't know how many more years to be teens.
Oh, man.
Until somebody slaps us in the mouth. That's what it is.
Jeez.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to punch the shit out of us.
History always repeats. Oh, man. Where you go from there?
Where you go from getting hit in the mouth?
My mind is,
all right, think about if you really get hit in the mouth.
You think about, well, all the other countries, they got hit in the mouth. When Japan got hit in the mouth?
Yeah, they hit in the mouth.
They got...
When China got hit in the mouth, they got hit in the mouth.
They got hit in the mouth.
Yeah, I don't want to get hit in the mouth.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
if
it would have been earlier hit in the mouth? Yeah, cool.
Yeah, do this shit like before I was born, get hit in the mouth. And somebody could be like, oh, that's selfish. You ain't doing it. Look, man, nah, I don't want to. I don't want to. And I think that's most of this American generation, though. I think that's why they're quick with the memes, quick with the joke, because it's just like, I don't really.
It's naive.
I don't want to. Because I think the internet now makes it so small, right?
Yeah.
I think majority of our age Americans, not the idiots. You know the idiots I'm talking about. The ones that are like 100% patriotic. They believe everything on Fox, everything on CNN. Yeah. It's just like, yo, you don't think for yourself?
Them cats.
America. Them cats. Like, they're going to take my guns away. I'm like, nobody's taking your fucking guns, man. That's what I keep telling. I was like, nobody's taking your fucking guns, man. They've been tricking you into taking your guns for like 30 years now. All they're doing is just saying, hey, we're going to take our guns, drum up the conversations, you go buy guns, and then gun sales go up.
I told you about the homie's father that kept saying, man, if you take my guns, it's going to be a problem.
Like, so is it?
Like, every time I went to the homie's house, I was like, man, look, man, if you don't shut the fuck up, man, you can just get hit in the mouth, man, and just go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll take your guns then.
Yeah, ain't nothing to do about
it. That ain't the government, that's me.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel it.
Stop putting me in, man. Stop grouping me, man.
I took your guns. Oh,
God, Lee. Like, why would I be the forefront of your problem solving right now? I'm one man. I'm black.
Yeah.
You voicing your dumbass opinion to me.
Take my guns, man. They don't want you. It's like they want your guns, but they don't want your guns.
Oh, man.
That's like you tell them.
Yeah,
they want your guns, but they want you to give them. They don't want to take them.
Yeah.
Give me your guns. Because once you just give me your guns, then it's just like, all right, well, thank you. You know what I mean? Eventually, sure, but right now, niggas don't want your guns. It's too much money in it right now.
Not only that. What if somebody else comes over here? They want you to have guns then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, keep your guns.
Ain't enough crazy motherfuckers in the military. I'm going to tell you that.
Nah, man.
There's not. It's crazy motherfuckers ain't in the military.
Yeah, them niggas are just in the backwoods, like Florida. I don't need to say Florida's a backwoods, but I'm just saying Florida.
Man, they got a problem.
It's a lot of weird stuff that goes on in Florida.
Yeah, even my pops came over here saying, man, that's
Florida wild. If another country came on and was like, yo, we need something, it's like, take Florida.
Not Chicago.
Take Florida, because we don't really know what's. Florida is just like stuff. You just like, what?
I think we need Florida, man. I'd rather them, take Chicago. But
You know? No, but just Florida does it.
Not like, the beautiful places of Chicago.
I'm just saying, like, Florida does it. You're like, why would you do that? Florida makes other Americans go, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like, even people from Oklahoma look at Florida and go, why would you do that?
Are you serious?
No, people from Chicago go, why would you do that? Like, why would you eat bath salts and eat a man's face?
I mean.
Like, Florida does weird shit. Okay, it's just like weird shit happens in Florida. You're just like, what the fuck is that happening in Florida? Another man eaten by a gator. You're just like, man, why the fuck are you with the gators, man? It's just weird shit happens in Florida, man. I can't, like, geez. This ain't even like me just talking shit. Like, goofy shit happens in Florida.
The fact that you have to say, this ain't me talking shit, man. Which leads people to believe, man, this, he's spitting his facts right now.
Strange shit happens in Florida. Hold on. I'm going to pull up.
And then just type in Florida, man, and you... It'll pop up a whole
bunch. Yeah, Florida man. Like, what's the Florida man? Like, that's a thing.
Oh, man. That's how they classify, man. The most dangerous is obscure people in the world.
Florida men. One disguised in bull costume allegedly tried to burn down ex-boyfriend's home with spaghetti sauce.
That's an intricate plot. That's an intricate plot.
Monkey clings to Pasco man's chest during stolen vehicle arrest. Why is there a monkey clinging to somebody's chest?
Intricate plot.
Pasco. Was that like Pensacola? What's Pasco? Somebody from Florida probably knows it.
That's why the intricate plot begins.
Titusville grandmother pops out teeth to scare off nude man on back porch. Listen.
That's a little more sane, though. That man is was getting his willies off. He was,
first of all, there's a naked man on her back porch.
Miss Parker looks a little.
Second, her mind state, being a Floridian, whatever they call themselves, wasn't call the cops or to say, hey, get off my porch.
You're right.
It was to pop her teeth out.
You're right.
Do this with her hands.
It went black, but.
And I go, understand. Oh, hold on. No, right. Do this with her hands.
Huh.
And just go, ah. All right, look, man, I'm talking about a Florida woman was arrested and charged with aggravated assault without Florida, y'all ain't intent to kill. Hold on.
Trying to keep y'all.
A Florida woman was arrested and charged with aggravated assault without intent to kill after she reportedly farted loudly in a dollar store and then pulled a knife on a man who complained.
Whoa, that was quick. That was the reaction.
Yeah. What? And just like, oh.
Oh, man. Why you jumping for? Squinting your face for? Knife come out.
Florida man awarded $37,000 after cops mistake glazed donut crumbs for meth. And the cops is tripping out there.
Cops tripping everywhere.
Miami man with no arms charged with stabbing Chicago tourists. I'm going to go ahead and stop right there. I want to know how that even happened.
He felt threatened.
How do you get close enough to me to stab me with no arms?
From Chicago. Told you. that man felt,
you know,
as
what?
A Florida man.
We may need to get rid of Chicago just off of that. How do you let a man with no arms stab you? You might be right about Chicago. Chicago might need to go. You dumb enough to let a man with a knife in his mouth poke you up.
Hey, you know what he told me? Hey, man, put your gun down. Fight like a man.
Fight like a man. Put your gun down. Fight like a man. Bump the table.
Oh, Jesus.
She's not going to let you live.
She ain't, man.
It's because you got the headphones on your head.
I ain't expected to, though.
I didn't either. A drunk Florida woman was asked to leave a Red Lobster, so she responded by allegedly grabbing a live lobster straight out the tank and bolting. That ain't a crazy Florida thing. Like, I can, look, man. Don't tell me to leave the Red Lobster and don't think I ain't going to come out with some lobster. It's time for you to leave.
But you know what? You know how to
I'm
cook.
I'm going to go in this tank and take this motherfucking lobster with me. You don't know how to cook,
man. You should keep that lobster where it is.
Don't you just boil it alive?
Yeah,
I don't think I could do that.
Jay, you going to kill the lobster?
I think I set that lobster free.
How you going
to? Because they said, like, you can't just kill it then boil it because that, like, you have
it
to
cook them. It hardens the meat.
Yeah. So I just ain't cooking a lobster. This is a wrap. Brief intermission. All right, we back. Baby was wilding out. Just talking all this Florida talk.
It's going crazy.
She was pissed off of Florida too, though.
She was.
For that.
I thought she was about to turn Floridian.
Floridian? That sounds like Star Wars right there. Floridians.
Oh.
You know what? That's what they are now, the Floridians. Mm. I like that name.
Dudes from outer space. Cats from outer space. Floridians.
All right, so I got one more.
Yeah.
I give two more. One I gave you off air.
Okay. Oh, we back on the floor.
Yeah, you. These are the last ones. These are the last ones.
Yeah.
Cocaine in purse. Mm-hmm. Woman blames it on a windy day.
Because that's what wind does.
Because that's what wind does. It plants drugs on you. Just like the cops. Next one.
That's the punchline, folks.
All right, last one. Oh, all right, woman pulled building's fire alarm because her phone died. These are real cases, people. This isn't fake. Now, how bored was she to pull that fire alarm to get up out of there when her phone died?
She had to be high. I'm gonna blame it on. She had to be high.
You've ever been at a boring function, or you ever been doing something boring? Okay, let's say.
I don't know. I'm trying to reason it. I'm really logically trying to.
Like, let's say, your woman asks you to like go to a meeting or something. Hey, come to this meeting with me. You know, sit out in the hall, and you just sitting there, and then you know you're playing your phone. And it's at 2%. You know, boom, and then it dies, and then you look up and you're like, man, she still got like 45 minutes left of this meeting.
Yeah.
I don't really want to be here. Bored, man. I just want to go home.
Okay, so backstory. She's at home. Okay. Another dude is in a house.
It says in a random building. Well, in a building. Pulled the fire alarm because her phone died.
Messing up my backstory.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if it's going to work now. If she's at a random building, that's not
It just says
work.
Woman in building. So
Okay, still.
So, yeah.
She's at a random building. She's not where she's supposed to be. She has one of those tracking devices on her phone, on the app.
Okay, all right.
Her man is tracking her.
All right.
She needs to get out of Dodge in a crowd.
Okay.
She pulls the fire alarm.
She pulls the fire alarm.
Yeah. Where does the phone dying have to come in? That's the excuse she gave her man. Like, oh, my phone died,
so I pulled that shit.
I was running to the nearest
fire alarm.
To get an ass whooped, man, by a Florida man. You know what that spells for her, man? That's death, man. Golly. She's trying to live.
Don't run outside, you know, and that wind gets to blowing.
She's trying to live.
Put drugs in your purse.
Oh.
All right, man. That's it for World War III, man. World War III is a scary thing. The fucking robots are coming. Iran's coming. Like, just. We're going to see how this year plays out. Antonio Brown's talking about white women.
Trying to figure it out.
Yeah, neither. All right, what else I got? You see Eddie Murphy?
The Dolomite?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you see Dolomite?
That and the SNL.
I love Dolomite.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. I was really inspired by Dolomite, though.
It was, I liked it.
That made me get a lot of. It just gave me like, oh, okay, yeah.
The creative juices started coming back.
Because
not coming back, but
because you see somebody else who, first of all, Eddie Murphy is great. Eddie Murphy's back to being Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see that. But to see the story, I didn't know the Rudy Ray Moore story.
Yeah.
To see somebody who pretty much he believed in his project, he believed in his stuff. And then the scene where they tell him, well, your stuff is only good for the 6 blocks in the city. And he goes, well, I know every city in America, they got the same 6 blocks. So I know they want to see
right
this. Yo, so I was just like, man, someone like me who makes the people around me laugh. But it's just like, yo, well, there's people in other cities who got the same type of humor. So I'm just kind of like,
that's
and then he took his movie So he did that. He made his comedy albums, and they were dirty, and people were just like, you know, and he decided I'm gonna make this a movie.
Yeah,
I'm gonna decide all the stuff he did in his comedy albums. He just decided, you know, I'm gonna just take this character and put him in a movie, and it's a shitty movie, but it was so, he did it on purpose. He's a
did he do it on purpose or was it by chance that
he's a comedian?
Yeah.
That's what I didn't necessarily know until the story.
Yeah.
Rudy Ray Moore is a comedian. Okay. So when you listen to the whole Dolemite, that's a comedy album. So here's a comedy guy making a movie.
Yeah.
The stuff is funny.
Yeah.
But they were looking at it like, oh, this is a shitty movie.
See, I thought
this
he
is
fell.
Is this a blaxploitation movie? Go ahead.
Yeah. I thought he fell on his satire by accident. Doing those movies, because at first I thought he was really trying to make a serious movement, but then something.
When you look at some of the stuff, like he probably really wanted to make the kung fu, like
yeah,
he probably was like hoping it would be, but like that turned out to be funny.
Yeah.
But like the scenes were like the sex scene, and then like the roof comes down, like that's comedy.
No,
that's just funny. You know what I mean? So it's after a while, he was just like, "Oh, make this is just gonna be a funny movie." I don't know when he decided, but I got the idea that he had in his own head, "I'm gonna make this movie. I'm gonna make it part this, part that.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna make a funny movie, a good movie." Yeah. And that's what I saw that he did. So I was like, "Oh, that's good." Then I saw Eddie on SNL was the opening monologue. I probably wanted just more of Eddie. I liked seeing all of them together. Seeing Rich, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock. Who else was up there?
Tracy Morgan.
And Kenan Thompson.
Yeah.
Kenan Thompson, I didn't realize that was the longest SNL member. Because I always kept denying him, like, oh, he's got to do something else, right? Somebody's got to be longer. It's like, no, he's been there fucking forever. It like went from all that to that.
Yeah. Still making it though.
I still don't watch SNL. Just the thing that he said, though. Eddie Murphy said it during his monologue. That was, like, real. He was just like, and if you're, he's like, this is the first time I've done SNL in 30 years. And if you're black, that means this is the first time you're watching it since I left. And it's just like, yeah. Yeah, I don't, SNL really usually isn't funny.
I mean,
it just is what it is. For the most part, they have their funny moments. Like, I like Michael Che. They got certain things, the news update where they sit there and talk. It's always been funny. But for the most part.
Oh, man, you wasn't paying attention to SNL when The Rock was on there?
No.
You wasn't my Dick in the Box fan?
No.
All right.
I saw it.
I got nothing.
I saw it.
That's the only two I remember anyway.
Cowbell. That's like the one everybody goes to. With Will Ferrell on it, but I didn't know Will Ferrell. I didn't watch SNL, so I was like, "Who is he from?" SNL. All right, cool.
Oh, the like Christmas special he did.
He's a cast member.
Talking about sweaty balls or something like that.
I never saw that, but I saw a clip that actually made me laugh.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. I wonder. I've never just watched SNL. I wonder if SNL's been funny, but why haven't they just been funny in spurts? I think Key and Peele is funnier than SNL.
Yeah, they are.
Goofy dude. I think Key and Peele is actually funny at SNL.
Yeah, I've really never laughed throughout SNL's run.
That last episode was the first episode I've watched.
Unless Christopher Walken was on there. That's my guy.
I've only seen him once, but yeah, I like Christopher Walken.
The Continental. That's my shit.
The Continental.
Man is a. It's pretty much man of just. Semi-rapist, man. He's almost a semi-rapist, man. But he made it funny. But he made it funny.
That's all that matters. As long as you make it funny. Eddie Murphy was great on SNL, though. He did the Mr. Rogers thing, which was great.
Yeah, that was.
Who is it? He did that. My favorite was the Gumby and then the elves. Where he was one of the elves and like a polar bear attack. And he's over there just talking.
I see the whole thing.
Those are my favorite ones, which. The polar bear one, the elf one, that's just somebody else just took a comedy bit that he did about somebody getting hit by a car.
Yeah.
Just use that. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, okay, because that's a funny bit. The one car one. I'll play that for you a little later. But that's a good one. But yeah, man, I was happy.
Okay. Yeah, man. Eddie Murphy, man, once he said that he's been having fun and enjoying his time with his kids or whatever, all of them, I was like.
But seeing that opening monologue kind of made me a little nervous about his stand-up. Because it's, oh, I just got to get ready for older Eddie Murphy. Old man Eddie Murphy.
I mean, since the human hasn't changed.
It's still going to be funny, but you can see during the monologue, he's still funny. You're like, yeah. Oh, I see the funny. But you can see the stand-up chops weren't there yet.
But then he's probably trying to navigate.
He hasn't went. Yeah,
and this new age too. That's probably
could be because there were times like when he was doing the Gumby, he was going off. I was like, oh, that's fucking Eddie.
Yeah,
that's just ain't can't nobody do that.
Yeah,
that's what I kept saying. Like, can't nobody do that. That was Eddie. Did you see the full Gumby one?
I didn't.
You gotta watch the full Gumby one.
I watched all the Mr. Rogers.
Yeah,
that's the only one I got to.
And when he's going off the cuff and he's just being Eddie. Just like, I would not leave. Just because you could tell the segment's over.
Yeah.
But he's still talking because he's just in it. And they just let him go. And then you can see them laughing. And just like, that's one thing I do like about SNL is when they break character and then you can see them laugh and stuff. That's probably the thing that I do like about that show.
Yeah.
Over any other comedy sketch show I've seen. I like that. But yeah, he's dope. Coming to America is going to be dope. I'm pretty sure.
No, Bad Boys 2 is out, right?
Bad Boys 2 is the 17th.
I thought it was out already. Somebody went to go see it.
Nah, they lied. Unless they went to a premiere.
That's probably what it was. Here.
They probably went to a premiere. Hmm. It don't come out to the 17th.
You ready for it? I mean, our hero's about to, you know.
Get old?
Yeah. Just to let you know. And it reminds me of.
Talking about Will getting old?
Talking about Will, Martin.
Eddie. Eddie's been Eddie. Old. What is he? Like 55, 56? Yeah,
he's up there.
He old. Yeah. Jay-Z old.
Yeah.
Nas is old. Niggas is old.
They about to get out of here. That means we about to get out of here.
Nah, I'm not big. I ain't as old as them niggas. I still got to see this World War III out.
See that out?
Nah, I don't. Oh man, this is over.
This is over, man. This is gone, man. I just see a big mushroom cloud, man. I'm out of space. We can't even go to space yet. That's the only time I want to go to space.
That shit is the worst. How is World War III going here before we can go to space?
Oh man.
Before we can find out if it's flat or not.
The audacity for us to have that mindset.
Yeah.
We know World War III is coming.
I wish I could tell them, hold on. Just wait till we. Just wait.
Did we build this big ass spaceship?
Wait till we build this damn spaceship. Like, let a couple things play out before you decide to destroy the Earth.
Space Nine, this
please.
Rocket.
Please. Please.
Oh, man.
Trump didn't declare the Space Task Force as the sixth branch for nothing, man. There's something going on. Which he just did. He declared like some space task force, whatever. I forgot the exact name, but it's like a space task force.
Yeah.
And it's like the sixth military branch. It's an actual thing now.
So you can actually sign up for this.
Something like it, or maybe you can get ready to sign up for it pretty soon, but it's an actual thing. He put it into motion.
I think it's too late.
Which had me thinking. He announced the space program task force, and then he pushed the button. So
he already got something set up.
I think he's trying to slide out. not just slide out the office. I think he's trying to slide off the Earth.
Oh, man. You know how crazy that'd be? Just see a rocket just going up.
with the Trump toupee on it.
Oh, man.
That's a nasty. That's a terrible spaceship.
I bet it looks small now.
You see.
Oh man.
Poor aliens. Can you imagine if aliens saw a spaceship like flying into the atmosphere of their planet and it's Trump's face plastered on that ship with that purse lip and the stupid it says "Make America Great Again" on it.
MAGA.
All right. We done.
Literally.
We're done, literally. Oh, ain't really got, ain't nothing else on here.
Oh, man.
Oh, weed testing. Good thing it came into law. Weed, employers in Nevada, which is funny. There's no more, they can't test you for, they can't not hire you for THC, for weed.
What?
So if you take it,
they can fire your ass, sure as hell, they catch you. Well, you have to be doing something.
Kind of, yeah, if you're doing it at work. But they can't not hire you for smoking. So like if you go to, you apply for a job and you're not high or nothing, but you say you smoked 2 weeks before.
But it's
you
in
take
your
the
system,
drug, you take drug tests, and if it's in your system, they can't not hire you because it's in, because it's that. But here's where the butt comes from, because I was like, yo, how you? It's a legal substance now. Why would you test for that, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Certain places can still, it's still kind of up to the employer,
right?
Kind of. Because it's like unions, because of their contracts and how they do stuff for them to get work and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They can't just be like, oh yeah, our guys are, you know, out here doing what they want. Contract reasons. Truck drivers don't apply to them. Who else? And I think federal workers, because it's not federally legal. It's just state legal. Yeah. But for the most part, if you want to go get a job at Forever 21, they can't not hire you. Or whatever other regular places has drug testing, they can't not hire you. Because
McDonald's right now, you get tired of people asking for extra sauce.
Oh, not just, let's say, if you get tired of asking for extra sauce and shit.
Smoky a few.
Yeah. Or let's say a dental office. Or a doctor's office.
End of the year appointments.
Like front office. Yeah.
Smoky a few.
Smoky a few.
Fucking right.
Just, that's that. Hey man, I'm drunk. We about to get up out of here. Done held y'all time.
It was a pleasure.
Say your name so niggas know who you is.
Hey, you know, LB, little Brandon.
Hey man, just I'm up out of here. Don't want to play. Don't want to play something out of here, man. Just
oh man, what would you play after all that? Like what? That's crazy. What would be the ones? Oh, never mind. I know.
What?
I'm going to put that nips on.
Oh, I wasn't even going to go there, but
I mean, you can't, you cannot go there.
I can't not go there.
It would either be two things.
Okay.
You Nipsey or Wayne?
I feel like, okay, why Wayne?
He's recent. We just had a conversation about him.
We did.
Pretty sure you would have a song in mind. That
we got to have a conversation about Wayne in the top five rappers of all time.
Yeah, we will.
That's got to be one that we got to
feel like I disrespected him after hearing that from that jail rap.
We also got to talk about me snatching people off the Mount Rushmore.
We got to have Pat for that.
We got to have people talking about the Mount Rushmore. Because they got to go. Probably because you agree that they got to go.
Yeah.
Pat don't agree that they got to go. Let me find something, man. Just play it out. Just cause.
Hey, man, you know the one that got me hooked?
Of what?
Of the nip.
What?
Come on, man.
Oh.
Come on, man. You already know. Wait, man. Is that appropriate?
It's always appropriate. It's Nipsey. Man, World War III. I took all this off. Hold on, y'all.